How do you acquire your groceries, your stuff? I forgot the milk yesterday. The whole day is ruined.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
So you got it up on Facebook, Wicket.
Yeah, what's your favorite way to actually shop? In-store, online, drive-up, pick-up, whatever it may be. 244-1033 on Facebook. Angel says, pick-up. Hope everyone keeps it after all is said and done. You'll still be able to. I think pick-up is still going to be around for a while. Brock only uses online. He says, pretty sure Amazon comes to my house nearly every day. And Tammy says, in-store with a cashier. I want my money helping someone provide for their family.
Oh, I like that.
Aww.
Supporting our community.
Let's see. Robert says, I really prefer shopping in-store. Lee goes in-store. Jeffrey says, in-store with a live cashier. Brian says, I prefer in-store like instant gratification, but I will use Amazon at least once a month for stuff that's hard to find. I never do the drive-up option. The drive-up option is great. We do that a lot because I live right by the Target over there on Valley West Mall in West Des Moines. We do that all the time, whether it's...
That's where I like to go. I like to go to that area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot over
there. There's a ton over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you need all in one space.
Mm-hmm. That is a very suburban part of the country,
well,
or part of the city.
When you're getting the... I call them the boring things. You call them the adulting things.
Yeah, like going to the store and grocery shopping and cleaning and doing things you're supposed to do from day to day.
Things that don't involve cliff diving or skydiving.
Oh, my God. But the drive-up option is convenient, especially... You know, if you have three babies, like you're not taking them to go in and get the one, two items you need. So if you drive up, you can pick up, hit the little button on your phone and they walk it right out to you. It's fantastic.
I've done that before. For me, that's such a big time commitment, though, because you have to order it all. Then you have to be there at a certain time. They give you like a window of 2 hours that you have to be there. I can't keep those windows, Wicket.
No, you just order, like if it's Target, you order it. They tell you when it's ready. You send the button once I'm on my way to the store. So then if you're ever actually in Target and you hear it, there's a honk honk that goes off.
Mm.
So that way they know you press the button, I'm here. They have what kind of car you're in. Like, I'm in a black minivan. And then they walk it out. You get to control.
Okay,
it used to be what you're talking about, where you
new.
Had the scheduled two-hour window.
Okay, that is new then.
I think Walmart used to have that.
Okay.
But with Target, you just tell them, I'm on my way. So then they prep it and they get somebody out there with the bag. As soon as you hit, I'm here. They come walking out with their little thing, and they look for your car, and you're in an assigned... Drive-up is great.
You may have changed my life, because I was trying to go pick this stuff up for 5 days. And if 5 days ago I could have put this order in, and then at any moment I could have just gone over there and picked it up, that would have been okay.
Let me help you through the ways.
I cannot schedule this, though, the way you do, Wicket.
No.
So, yeah, we're curious how you do the things. Maybe I'll learn something. Be inspired.
Somebody help Heather out.
Be a better adult. Laser, how do you like to shop?
I am an online shopper all day, every day, because I hate people.
Right, you don't want to go. There's so much going on. People are in the way. You ever go to Costco and get behind, like, the slowest walker ever?
Yeah. I will make an exception for Costco, because they've got some really good drive-thru, but...
Yeah. Have you ever drunk bought something and then it arrived at your house and you're like, I didn't order this?
I have not drunk bought, but I have delusionally sleep deprived bought. I work nights.
Yeah.
And on my days off, I don't sleep that first day. And I'll be up at like 2 a.m. half conscious, not knowing what's going on, and I'll buy things that I don't need.
Yeah.
But I get it. How many kids do you have? Okay, taking two kids anywhere is the worst. And so when you can do Instacart or you can do a drive-up, you take advantage of that. Like, that was made for parents.
It really was. Like, I will sit on my couch while the kids are watching TV, buy all my groceries, and be like, all right, throw your shoes on. We got to go to the store. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, you ain't getting out of the car.
Well, one thing that is fine today, Wicket, is I did forget the milk. Yesterday.
Yes, and you
are... The one thing I needed.
You just have been kind of moody. Is that a nice way to put it, since the milk...
It's not... I'm impassioned. But you did something...
Guys, by the way, next time your wife is in a bad mood for whatever reason, be like, are you impassioned? That's a nice way of saying...
Don't say it in that...
That's a nice way of saying, what's wrong? Are you impassioned? Don't do that, by the way. Don't do that. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Tell me something about me. Tell me something I did right.
Well, the thing that you did right is that you brought me a gift today.
I did.
You brought me. We're going to talk about this. Here.
Okay.
With Heather and Wicked.
I'll press the button. The nexty button. You did not show up for Elf. You were selfish and watched your Bucks game instead.
I did two nights ago. It was great.
To say sorry.
Bucks and six.
You gave me a gift, which is good because gifts are one of my love languages, Wicked. So thank you.
This has sent Heather to the moon, and a full review is coming up in 8 minutes.